What's it say about you two? Are you guys?
I mean, we got some elite defenders on this team. I mean, Dyson and Nikhil had a head of the snake on defense, and I mean, Nikhil just made a big play at the end, and it's going to be tough scoring on him in isolation like that. So, yeah, it was a big stop.
And you guys have swept a couple of back-to-backs now. So, for you guys, what does it say about the, not just adversity, but how you fight through that fatigue? We talked about it in Utah, but that mental fatigue that comes with playing on a back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just mental at the end of the day, obviously. They're coming on a back-to-back, too, so it's like, not to make excuses, or we can find a way to scrounge out those type of wins and dig deep. And we did that tonight, so it was big on our end, and just not letting the fatigue play a factor at the end. So,
yeah. And I know it's been tough to win at home just because you guys have had so many road games. So for you guys to pull off another one, I think this is the third one so far in the 18 games. Just what does it say to be able to give the crowd something like this?
I mean, it's good. We always want to put on a good performance for our fans, and obviously winning here is huge for us. And, so, yeah.
It's been like two straight games of you come out and it's kind of a gimmicky defense where they're kind of sagging off the Dyson. Like, when is the person who's, you know, really running the offense a lot of the time, what do you try to look for in those situations when they're really trying to pack the paint like that?
I mean, obviously, it's just finding ways for Dyson not to just continue to be himself. Obviously, that can throw you off your game a little bit. I remember when they used to throw fives on me and dare me to scoot. He'll be all right. This is obviously just a learning curve, and just in that aspect for him, just figuring out ways, because we know fives can't guard Dyson, so it's like he just has to see that and recognize that more often. And, he'll be all right. He'll figure that out.
Jalen, near triple-double tonight, near triple-double last night. You've had your triple-double. Just wondering, because Coach said, you know, something about your game that you were working on was, like, limiting your turnovers. Mm-hmm. And just wondering, what part of your games have you been working on, and what have you realized about yourself in these last few weeks?
To be honest, it's been more film than anything that I'm necessarily, like, in particular, like, working on. I've been really diving deep into the film with Coach Lang and Sanjay, and that's really helped me, I think. Just understanding what's causing those turnovers, and understanding just certain things that just kind of helping me process things a little slower once game time comes around.
Is there a play that sticks out in your mind where you're on the court after you've studied film and something goes right and you're like, oh, here, that film study paid off, I was ready. That wrinkle or whatever it is you get out of the film helps you?
No, because I think most of my turnovers come from just trying to make plays for other guys.
Oh, okay, so you're like studying turnovers on film. I thought you were like studying like defenses. Or...
You think I need to be studying that?
No, I'm just asking. No, I mean, obviously you're scoring a ton of points. I thought maybe you were like finding weaknesses in defense on film.
I mean, it's everything. Obviously, I'm not perfect by any means, and defense is definitely in the film sessions, and just got to keep buckling down on those film sessions and just keep trying to make small improvements. Obviously, it's not going to be something overnight that happens for me. I just got to keep hitting at it day by day and game by game.
Thanks, Jalen.